Hundreds of Boston area parents and students had reason to celebrate this week, but thousands more weren't so lucky. At stake were fall placements in Boston's popular charter schools, which, when the demand exceeds supply, are decided by lottery. Charter schools are publicly funded, but remain independent from the public school regulations. Charters are praised for raising test scores and graduation rates for low-income students, but they're also under scrutiny for not educating many of the most challenging students. Some of those kids are families who don't speak English at home. As WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports, one Boston charter has decided to build a new school devoted to these students.
In the city of Boston, nearly 30% of students don't speak English well. The government calls them English language learners. As a group, they're doing poorly in the city's public schools. Only about half of them graduate, and they have poor test scores. The Federal Department of Justice found the school system was not providing adequate services to thousands of these students. Alan Safran runs Match Public Charter School. It's considered one of the best schools in the city. However, like most charter schools in Boston, Match didn't enroll many English language learners. When Match got permission to open a new school, it designed its entire program around children learning English as a second language.
Spanish, Creole, Chinese, Somali, Vietnamese, and Portuguese.
Safran is pointing to a collection of Boston maps. They highlight different neighborhoods based on the density of immigrants and refugees living there. This is where they organized recruitment for the new school.
So where we had people from those neighborhoods who spoke the language, we sent them into those neighborhoods.
But Safran says the best results came from a change in the law. Before last year, charter schools couldn't get information about students enrolled in public schools. No names, addresses, nothing. But now public schools have to share contact information for students and their parents, including the languages they speak at home.
So we're able to get an official document to the parents saying you have a choice, and if you'd like to take advantage of this option, apply. And that's been the biggest breakthrough.
Adilenia Alcantara sat close to the front of the room in this week's lottery. She had heard about charters from her girlfriends, but didn't know much about Match until she received the notice in the mail. She likes the focus on immigrant children. She says, from what she understands, this school will better prepare her kids for college, and that's the dream they're chasing. Alcantara is from the Dominican Republic. She lives in Dorchester and sells Amway for a living. She's entered two kids into the lottery for second grade. Her odds aren't good. 300 kids were applying for 50 seats in the class. Alcantara says the process isn't fair. She says there should be seats for everyone who applied, because all of these parents want their kids to attend the best schools. If this is one of the best schools, then everyone should have the opportunity to study here, not just a small group.
The phone will draw and I'll read.
School officials encouraged parents to make noise if their children's names were called, especially if they got one of the 50 guaranteed seats.
Yay!
If only everyone was so lucky. Adilenia Alcantara's kids didn't get the guaranteed spots. The best they could do was 17th on the waiting list.
It's better than nothing. It's mejor que nada.
Match officials say it's hard to see parents' disappointment. But Executive Director Alan Safran says his school is only part of the solution for the children of immigrants and refugees.
We just are now, for the first time, seeing people that charters in Boston haven't seen. We wanted to see these people forever. We didn't know how to reach them. 475 of them found us through our efforts and through their efforts. We're just grateful. We want to have their kids. We want to create an excellent education for their kids. We'd like them all, but we don't have space for them all.
The kids who didn't get into Match will likely return to Boston public schools. English language learners can hope for some improvements there. After the Department of Justice investigation, the district vowed to overhaul its services for students learning English. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.